News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Reports are coming in that the government is preparing a draft of congestion charges as part of its climate change agenda and that the Green Party is in favour of it. And we are asking this morning on News Talk Breakfast, is this a good idea? To discuss this further, I'm joined now by Eugene Drennan, who is president of the Irish Road Haulage Association, and John Gibbons, environmental journalist. John, I might come to you first of all. Is this music to your ears, the idea that people coming into our cities and towns with gas-guzzling vehicles would have to pay a fine to do so, and it might put them off to some extent?
Good morning, Ciara. I suppose it should be music to anybody's ears who's concerned, particularly about the chronic congestion in our capital city. There was a study done, Ciara, a couple of years ago from a European consultancy, and they found that Dublin drivers spend 246 hours a year in traffic. Now, that works out at more than six working weeks, the equivalent of six working weeks of your life every year spent sitting in traffic. In fact, in the city centre, they found the average traffic speeds in Dublin were 9.6 kilometres an hour. Now, you can walk at about 5 kilometres an hour. So what we know for certain is that right now it doesn't work to simply have an unregulated flood of private cars, vans, everything into our city centre. I think it's important as well to remember that city centres like Dublin, these are medieval and pre-medieval. These were designed, as the study said, cars are now entering neighbourhoods that were designed for horses and for walking. So we've basically overwhelmed our city centres, our narrow city centres, with vehicular traffic. That was never, the people who designed those streets could never have imagined the kind of vehicles and the kind of size of vehicles that would now be dominating our streets. So I guess the idea of a congestion charge is to limit access to it. Now, there's nothing very novel about this. As you said, for example, London has had a congestion charge for nearly 20 years. In fact, they recently put it up, Ciara, to £15 a day. And the purpose of it, very simply, is to encourage people to find other ways of getting in and out of the city. The private car takes a fearsome toll. A study, for example, in Oxford University.
No. Then you made the point. Obviously, it will put people off, and they will perhaps look for other ways. But let me bring in Eugene Drennan. Eugene, do your members have a way of finding other ways to bring their goods? I mean, your hauliers. No. How do you bring goods in other ways?
Well, we've changed a lot in how we bring goods into the city centre, and as John referred there, he's talking about Dublin only. You know, if anybody saw the debates on the budget, a TD from Limerick, Richard Underhill, said there is life outside of the Red Cow and outside of the M50, and this would spread all over the country, and the size of our cities are nowhere near the size of London. And if we stop people going into the city centre, you're going to ruin the retail in the city centre, because it's already pushing.
Is the idea not Eugene, to make them come in different ways to the city centre, not to stop them from coming, but to
make
them take the Dart or the Lewis?
Unlike London, none of our cities have the level or the standard or the quality of the public transport in London. And secondly, one of the main reasons for the congestion in Dublin is the proliferation of traffic lights. If you look at the quays any day, in between certain sections of traffic lights, there are no cars. We're blocking ourselves up. And the most pollution we have for years asked for a barrier going into the port for thousands of trucks every day to be lifted as we approach. And they insist on stopping us, and the takeoff and the surge of the takeoff adds to huge pollution in that area rather than keep the flow
and
going.
Just
we've stopped the traffic.
Lastly, Eugene, your members who are hauliers who travel around with large trucks, etc., do they have any options? Are there other ways to haul freight to the city other than trucks?
No other way. And unless we get drones that can lift about 2 to 3 tonnes at a time, there's absolutely no other way.
Let me bring John back in.
It's very dangerous, actually, for us delivering.
Let me bring John back in. Eugene makes two very good points. We don't have the public transport system that they would have in London. We don't have an underground. And also, how would trucks be replaced by public transport in the first place? Because that seems like a highly impractical solution.
Yeah, I think Eugene may have a misconception about these charges. For example, I would have imagined as a road haulier that you'd be delighted if regular traffic was actually constrained from the city centres, which means that trucks that need to do essential deliveries would be able to get in and out without having to run the gauntlet of thousands and thousands of cars sitting stuck in traffic. So I would have said, I'd have imagined the road hauliers would be on saying, of course we favour congestion charges because it will lead to easier access for our members to the city.
Eugene, that's a very good point. Eugene, would that not be to your advantage?
Well, I think John should, before he starts imagining, he should consult with us and we will fill him in detail. Once these charges start, the nature of Ireland is you charge everybody or some sort of a charge will attach. There's another part of this for the charge for us going into the cities of Waterford, Limerick and Cork. And there is no way of getting the
But if
the,
you could get around those cities faster and easier, Eugene, would that not save you money and maybe offset that congestion charge?
No, you still have the proliferation of traffic lights. They're all over the place. They're blocking everything up. And you said one great word there, if. There's too many ifs in this. Definitely is what we
John,
need.
John, does Eugene have a point? Are road designs, street designs, traffic lights causing congestion, making people stop unnecessarily and maybe stall their engines, pumping out fumes, going nowhere?
Well, I've certainly never heard of traffic lights being the cause of congestion in Dublin. And the traffic consultancy experts who looked at this said nothing about traffic lights. I wonder how Eugene expects pedestrians to cross the streets of Dublin, or should we just turn it into a motorway altogether? The other thing, actually, Ciara, that Eugene said is that this is all Dublin, Dublin, Dublin. The actual study that the department did on this is what's called the Five Cities Demand Study. They looked at Dublin, Cork, Limerick, Waterford and Galway. All of these cities have chronic congestion problems. Now, I'm from Kilkenny. That city has chronic congestion problems. And the solution for city centres is, in fact, to turn them over, where possible, to pedestrianisation. For example, the most successful pedestrian street, the most successful retail street in Ireland, Ciara, in fact, one of the most successful retail streets in Europe is Grafton Street. Now, that the people, the retailers and the council originally fought moves to pedestrianise Grafton Street back in the 70s and 80s. It is now the most successful street in Dublin. Why? Because it's not clogged with traffic and people love streets that are not clogged
Look,
with traffic.
Look, gentlemen, thank you very much for speaking to us this morning on News Talk Breakfast. That is Eugene Drennan, President of the Irish Road Haulage Association, and John Gibbons, environmental journalist. Let us know what you think. Are congestion charges a way of clearing up our streets, making them easier to get around, maybe encouraging and incentivising people to get onto public transport, or will they penalise people who have nowhere else to go other than stay in their cars? 53106 at a cost of 30 cents.